Yeah, no problem, Ben. Like I said, I was watching the football games, and I sat down here in front of the radio, and I turned them up a little bit. I got a Trunkin scanner sitting on the shelf here, too, with a outside antenna with an amplifier built in. So I monitor the police and the ambulance and consumers power, and I live by Hemlock Semiconductor, and occasionally an alarm goes off there for something that is happening. And I prefer to hear it and know what's going on before it gets on the news and make adjustments accordingly. And nothing's really ever happened at Hemlock Semiconductor where you needed to head for shelter, but they do some strange things over there, and my neighbor next door, not the long-haired one, but my buddy that comes over and makes sure I have enough beer, he works over there, and he's a manager, and they make polycrystalline cells for making processors and software and solar cells, and they sell the ingots. He says they're like 2 feet long and 6 inches in diameter, and then they cut them into thicknesses for them to use. And they ship them, they either sell the ingots whole and people buy them, or companies buy them and cut them, or they will slice them for you if you want to pay the fee. So some of them get for solar panels and the other ones get made into semiconductors. And they work his ass into the dirt, 70 hours a week, and he's on call. And I tried to tell him he was married to his job, but I haven't quite got him convinced.